Proclamation number 7132 of 27th of May, 1958. Merciful Intercession. Do not demand mercy from me if you deny the same mercy to your fellow human being who has transgressed against you. For no human being is sinless. Every individual is dependent on my mercy that I show it to him despite his sinfulness. And thus I have to show mercy everywhere, just as you should do the same towards those who need help rather than harsh judgment if they are to recover in their souls. Again and again I have to emphasize that all of you humans are oppressed by my adversary. Admittedly, every individual can defend himself against it by calling upon me, who certainly also has power over this adversary and also uses it when a person faithfully and trustingly appeals to me for protection and help. But he often approaches people under such a mask that they are unable to recognize him and therefore also get caught in his nets. This is certainly also their own failure because they are of dark spirit and do nothing to kindle a small light in themselves. And they will also bitterly regret this failure one day, for they take the darkness with them into the spiritual kingdom and yet could just as well have reached the light in earthly life. But my grace and mercy will always help them, both on earth as well as in the kingdom of the beyond. I will not condemn them but only ever try to release them from their pitiful state. And you should all be mindful of this. You should act in the same way, and your fellow human beings' weaknesses should trigger a hot compassion in you. You should fear for their souls and want to help them, which is also possible for you through intercessory thoughts or prayers, through the allocation of strength of love which will beneficially touch those souls. You must wrestle with my adversary for such souls. And you'll be stronger than him as soon as love moves you to want to help the soul. And so that love flares up in you for such unhappy souls which the adversary keeps captive, you should imagine that he will not release it for a long time once it has been deprived of its body and entered the dark kingdom of the beyond where it lacks all strength to resist, where it is completely under his control. Even then a person's love can still wrest such souls from him, but as long as the human being still stays on earth the strength of intercession can still result in a change of his thinking, and he can still work on himself and come to the realization of his weaknesses and faults. And this realization alone can save him from the lot of darkness in the kingdom of the beyond. Show mercy to all those who are misguided and try to guide them onto the right path. And if you do not succeed in this, then pray for them. But do not abandon them to the enemy who brings unspeakable torment upon those souls from which you can deliver them through your loving intercession. I hear every merciful call and for the sake of your love I'm also ready to help. But if such a soul is left to itself it will become ever more entangled in Satan's nets without recognizing it itself, because it is completely blind in spirit and does not accept the light itself which could shine for it on the earthly path. For it is precisely the adversary's weakness of will which he seeks to maintain. And this can only be remedied through an influx of strength which loving intercession will always give to the soul. Do not underestimate the power of intercession. What a good orator cannot do, loving intercession can achieve. And therefore I urge all of you to include these souls walking in darkness in your prayers, to show them mercy. For they are poor and miserable and can only receive the gift of strength through loving remembrance. Always regard the adversary as your greatest enemy and help them to become free from him, and you have truly accomplished a work of love for which those souls will thank you forever. Amen.